Treasure seekers hunting for lost colonial riches in the waters off Cuba may have stumbled upon something of potentially greater historic value, a complex series of formations deep beneath the ocean's surface. Scientists studying the project are at a loss to explain what appear to be geometrically precise monoliths arranged symmetrically over several hundred yards. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Havana.
Several miles off Cuba's southwest coast, some 2,000 feet underwater, the mystery begins. Video images show what appear to be stone blocks, 2 to 5 meters high, one with a pyramid-shaped top. The monoliths extend for some 800 yards. Treasure hunter and marine scientist Paulina Zielitzki first spotted the formations a year ago. Working aboard her 260-foot-long research ship Ulysses, Zielitzki says she and her team were looking for gold, not ruins.
We didn't know how to explain it. It had all the symptoms of not natural character. And we were scared it might be something we're not supposed to find, like military something, or, you know. And some of the Cuban scientists told me they haven't seen anything, they don't want to see anything.
Zielitzki's company, Toronto-based ADC, is one of four foreign firms scouring the Cuban waters for some 1,600 colonial-era shipwrecks and their lost cargoes of gold, silver, and other treasure.
The Cuban research vessel Ulysses has been equipped with the latest state-of-the-art survey technology.
John DeBray directs the Center for Historical Archaeology in Melbourne Beach, Florida. Visiting Cuba to study shipwrecks, he studies ADC's video aboard the Ulysses. Deep in the ocean blackness, an unmanned submersible armed with powerful lights glides slowly along large rectangular blocks covered in a thick layer of sediment.
There is something intriguing, something that does not belong there. Somebody needs to explain whether it's man-made or if it's not man-made, what is it? Because I'm at loss for an answer.
So are geologists. Manuel Iturralde is with Cuba's National Museum of Natural History. He says if the monoliths are in fact man-made, he can't figure out how they sank so fast based on normal tectonic activity.
If I assume the most rapid descent possible, it would have taken more than 50,000 years for those structures to sink. That puts us on the brink of civilization. But civilizations capable of building cities and monoliths like this are only 5,000 or 6,000 years old. So we're stuck with a big problem that is creating interesting expectations. And I don't want to speculate on them as they're outside my field.
Iturralde says massive slide zones leading down to the site could be evidence of some cataclysmic geological event, but he says more investigation needs to be done. He and other scientists say researchers need to bring some physical evidence to the surface before any conclusions can be drawn. Dr. Michael Fott is a specialist in underwater archaeology at Florida State University.
Say they were structures just for the sake of the argument, and there was this deposition all around them, you might not expect to find small portable artifacts until you were able to reach the original surfaces. So if they were covered with sediment, you might not immediately see that kind of stuff. But I'll bet if you looked at it close, you're going to know whether it's man-made or not.
The research vessel Ulysses is preparing to set sail again. ADC plans to gather direct samples from the site this July, lowering a manned submersible armed with the latest in underwater excavation tools. Project leader Zielitzki is convinced her find is man-made, that the structures correspond to Mesoamerican culture dating back just a few thousand years. But she says she remains cautious, especially because of growing attention from New Agers and fringe scientists searching for lost worlds.
Of course, there are no green roofs or red roofs and little green men running around them, you know. Those are ruins, appear to be ruins, of some lost civilization.
Whether the site turns out to have historic or archaeological value, ADC and the other four firms working here still hope to strike it big in lost colonial artifacts and treasure. Whatever they bring to the surface, they must split with Fidel Castro's government 50-50. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Havana.